broadcast booth. And Carter, wow, what a weekend. I mean, 6 points out of a possible six. You ended this slide with three big exclamation marks, and you just must be so proud of your group here this weekend.
Yeah, proud's, I think, a perfect term to use or word to use for you know, obviously crawling back here. You know, 3-3s are never easy, to say the least, and two on the road too was fun. So it first one was good, second one was good, third one's even better. So it you know, happy bus home here for the group, and like you said, proud of these guys for sure.
I thought it was a dominant effort here tonight. I thought it was yesterday, despite the score going into overtime, but that's just been a common theme. But in this game in particular, I thought from the get-go, maybe Vancouver had some looks. You got great goaltending from Josh, but boy, it felt like you guys peppered them again here today.
Yeah, I think the first five, they came out guns a-blazing. Obviously, they're at home. They wanted to set the tone, and took us a few kind of reps to get into the game here. But once we did, I thought we found ourselves. You know, the end of the, you know, three quarters of that first period, really good in the second, couple turnovers. In the third, like you were just talking about, maybe a little, you know, not too much going on, but lockdown, unfortunately, Rav. You know, we made a defensive mistake there, and, you know, it'd be nice for him to get the zero on that for the night. But all in all, I'm sure he's going to want the two points like everybody else does. But yeah, fun one for sure here on a Sunday in the Langley Event Center.
Yeah, good crowd here as well. The PK was great today. You know, obviously you surrendered two last night, but I thought a good bounce back effort from the penalty killers here today.
Yeah, trying to, and obviously get these guys just up on our toes a little bit more over that seven-game slump. We were sitting back. We weren't using our speed and our forecheck up ice to put pressure on them. And in zone, we were just kind of holding in the slot and not doing a lot of work. And I think the last you know, couple games it's been coming, excuse me, for our group. And tonight was good. It you know, shows that, you know, our special teams, both sides of things again here, are really important for us and key to obviously have success.
We've talked about a lot of different individuals on your team. I want to ask about Kaysen Fisher. I thought he was great today. He was plus three on, you know, the stats side of things. I thought he was great, but I thought he made so many good decisions with the puck here today. What have you seen from him, one of your new players, that seems like when he's been slotted in, it seems like he's done a lot of good things?
Yeah, he seems like a confident player.
Yeah.
Didn't really know what to expect, obviously, an undersized D, playing the right side as a lefty, which you know, you don't see too often. We got a few guys, obviously, on the back end that got to do that. But for a young kid to come into an organization, a new team, and try to figure it out, he's been playing very well. So he should be extremely happy with himself. He's a fun kid to be around. He fits in with the group right away. He's got a lot of life to him. And then his on-ice play, I think, you know, spoken for itself. You look at, yeah, the stats-wise, it looks good. You know, gets an apple the other night. Seems like every night he's collecting pluses left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Because he's moving his feet and he's moving the puck. He's getting the puck in the forward's hands. He's doing his job. He's really aggressive down the walls. He can skate. That's probably his best attribute. And we're finding out he's got the offensive side to him to get pucks through. And, you know, almost like a little mini Hudson Thornton out there kind of flying around. So he's been a fun kid to watch for sure, and coach on the bench. And, you know, it's going to be exciting to watch him kind of progress as he gets more comfortable as we get going in the second half of the season.
We could sit here all day and talk about a bunch of different players, but we got a bus to catch here pretty quick. But last one before that, you go, Rays, get to go back home here, some well-earned rest. But you get these guys right again Friday and Saturday at CN Center on what I assume is going to be some great crowds in Prince George. And, boy, got to be great, obviously, to get back home with three big wins, and must be excited to get back to playing at home.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, a little mini three-game series here with these guys. They got a few key pieces out of the lineup for them. We'll see what they bring up north here next weekend. But, you know, we got to set the tone. You know, the first five, like these guys gave us, we got to make sure they're coming up to us here, and it's a tough place to play and get on the body and get physical, the cliche sayings of getting pucks in deep. But that's our game. That's our forechecking game. That's how we play. And like you said, it'll be nice to get back home for sure here, get a good night's sleep, and go from there, enjoy the week. You know, real big week for us. We get some practice time finally. So
yeah,
real important week. Enjoy this while we can here. It'll be a fun, happy bus home, and then get to work tomorrow.
I do have one fun question for you. I was talking with Cooper Gazowski ahead of the game today, and we were talking about, he's played so many games in the WHL. A lot of guys have, and their favorite spots on the road. And if you look at the tour around the WHL, what comes to your mind? What's your favorite spot? I'll tell you what Cooper said, but I'll ask you first. What comes to your mind first? When you look at it all overall.
Yeah. Overall, I mean, there's different parts of different cities,
yeah,
I like, obviously, and different rinks. I think it's tough to beat Kelowna, obviously, you know, weather-wise. Personally, close to home for me. Having played there, it's enjoyable to, you know, see a lot of the same staff and my billets and you know, friends. So I'm going to say Kelowna for sure. I do believe, you know, nice rink, especially with the new clock for sure. The coaching room is maybe a little small, but no, that's right. Like
okay, that's good. Cooper said Spokane. I think that was a good one. He played there. Yep. Got
a
B on the other
side of it. Good one,
it
too.
It is good. Yeah,
that, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, that is.
I know it's hard. Makes you scratch your head a little bit. There's so many good spots.
What's yours?
Oh, that's a good question. Kind of the same thing. Like you were saying, there's different spots of different cities that you like. All in all, I like Victoria. That comes to mind. But I like walking to the rink. I think Spokane's actually up there for me, too.
Yeah.
Those two go hand in hand. I actually like Everett. I think the rink's great. I think the hotel's great. We could go all day, though. There's a lot of... I like Wenatchee, low-key. Wenatchee might be a good one because you walk to the rink. The hotels are nice. All those rooms are just terrific. I don't know. I like them. Nonetheless, that might be an underrated pick. Not many people, I think, will say Wenatchee, but...
If you ask Regan Bartel...
No.
Look at his last tweet.
Okay.
A few days ago.
Okay. We'll do it. Appreciate it, Riggs. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks, Walt.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show. Appreciate his time as always. We'll take a look now at the three stars before we sign off here. Burkhood, third star, 45 saves. He was great tonight. Big reason why Vancouver was in this game, if you ask me. Chet Lajoie, goal and assist. He was +2.